Chapter 3. The Young Queen. The English people loved Elizabeth. On her first day as queen, she was carried through the streets of London in a great parade. Despite the cold, everyone in the city gathered outside. People cheered. Church bells rang. Colorful flags and banners fluttered along her route. Music groups and troops of actors performed on special stages as the queen passed by. Elizabeth stopped again and again to greet people and thank them. Later, there was a great banquet at Whitehall Palace. All members of the court were invited. 800 guests attended. Dancing and feasting went on for hours. At one point, a knight rode into the hall on his horse. To show his love for the queen, he threw down his glove. That act was a challenge. If any knight was disloyal to the queen, he had to fight the knight on horseback. No one wanted to fight, of course. The next day, Elizabeth awoke in Whitehall Palace. It was just one of her new homes. She had many different palaces all over England, but most of her time was spent at Whitehall Palace. Whitehall was already hundreds of years old, but Elizabeth's father had made improvements, adding arenas for tournaments and cockfights, as well as tennis courts. Nevertheless, the rough stone walls of the castle made the rooms cold and damp. The only warmth came from roaring fires in giant fireplaces. There was no electricity, running water, or modern heat systems back then. Even during the day, rooms were dark. There were no large windows because they let in drafts. Also, glass was expensive. Hundreds of candles were needed to provide light during the day, as well as at night. Still, Elizabeth lived a life of luxury compared with that of her subjects. Most people worked on farms in the countryside and lived in two-room homes. Brick and stone were expensive, so the walls and roofs of the houses were strengthened with a mixture of clay and straw. Straw roofs kept houses warm, but they could catch fire easily. Rats and other creatures often made their homes in the straw, too. It was hard work just to survive. Because there was no electricity, people awoke with the sunrise and worked until nightfall. Anything that could not be grown or made by hand was bought at the weekly town market. Families, even young children, shared household chores. The queen certainly did not have to do chores. She had servants. Lots of servants. It took many people to keep a castle running. Wood was brought in for the fires. Water was pumped from wells and carried inside. A team of cooks and kitchen workers prepared the royal meals. The queen had servants to clean up after her. She had servants to make her bed, clean her room, and empty her chamber pot. There was no plumbing for toilets. Practically everywhere she went, Elizabeth was surrounded by her ladies-in-waiting. These were young, unmarried women from noble families. It was their job to take care of all the queen's personal needs. They bathed and dressed her. They kept her company while she read or played music. It was a great honor to be a lady-in-waiting. No payment was given. It might seem to the average person that the queen had an easy life. But Elizabeth said, "To wear a crown is more glorious to them that see it than it is a pleasure to them that bear it." What she meant was that being a ruler, the person who wore the crown, was difficult. She knew her citizens depended on her for their safety and well-being, to protect them from enemies. As queen, Elizabeth had a great deal of power. The queen could make laws and declare wars. However, a lot of money was needed. Money came through taxes. To raise taxes, Elizabeth had to consult Parliament. Parliament was made up of the House of Commons, members from the lower classes or common people, and the House of Lords, made up of bishops and noblemen. Elizabeth decided when to meet with Parliament and what would be discussed. In all the 44 years she was Queen, she called Parliament into session only 10 times. Instead, she relied on a group of advisers. They made up the Privy Council. Just as her father had, Elizabeth slept in a bedroom right next to the room where the council met. Many times, Elizabeth called the council in the middle of the night. Her advisers had to be ready at any moment to serve their queen. Chapter 4. Always the Same.